I think the Western world has changed out of all recognition since the year 1900. And if you go back to the literature in that first decade, the year, let's say, 1900 through to 1910, you can detect that those who were living then had the sense that something cataclysmic was likely to happen. Obviously, they didn't know that there was a huge war going to impact Europe and therefore the whole of the West. They didn't know that. But you can certainly detect the sense that an old order was going. And the most obvious sign of that was that the old European empires were about to break up. And so, pretty quickly into the 20th century, we can start talking about post-colonial, because the empires just couldn't continue in the way that they had. And that was, if you like, the beginning of a whole series of revolutions. Some of them were literal revolutions. The revolution in Russia, which brought communism. The revolution in Germany, which brought fascism in. And so the first part of the 20th century, you've got this huge scene of conflict and revolution and change and challenge, which is just, it is, it's just shaking up everybody's world. And I guess maybe people continue to think after the Second World War that actually the second part of the 20th century would remain essentially the same with those forces continuing to battle it out. And that did happen to a certain extent. But it also saw some other major changes which brought into being a whole series of other posts. So we started with post-colonial or post-empire, but then we start to move into post-modern as the whole underpinning of modernity that we'd been so familiar with previously begins to be questioned. And then we see post-Christian because the civilization with a Christian worldview that has underpinned so much of the West also begins to be questioned. And then we move into eventually this other curious post, even post-secular, as some of the assumptions about secularization begin to be challenged. So, quite a revolution, really. It is the secular century. It's a century of revolution. It's a century of change. It's a century of scientific development, and a century that really was completely unprecedented and we're still trying to come to terms with.